T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now there's a summer song. Welcome back. Morning News. Mike Mack sitting in at News Talk 830 WCCO. Joining us, Fire Chief Extraordinaire of Minneapolis, Brian Tyner, on the Shift Real Estate Hotline. Chief, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Good morning.
You know, I see when I see you guys out and about, and the sirens are frequent right now in downtown Minneapolis, it's constant between an ambulance and a fire truck, and I know you're servicing a number of different things, but what I always see when I see a fire truck is how much equipment they have to wear. How does that work when it's this hot and this uncomfortable in terms of equipment and staying cool, because you guys are covered foot to toe?
Yes, well, it doesn't work very well. It does make it extremely challenging. But, you know, there are a few precautions we try to take to lessen the effects of the heat. But, yeah, it's a challenge fighting firefighters in this weather.
Yeah, I did one of those things one time, one of those reporter involvement deal, and they were doing a situation where you go into a building and it's smoke filled and you have to find the body because, you know, there's a body in there and try to bring it out, you know, hopefully alive. Yeah. And they have a recessive anti in there or something like that. And what struck me was A, your vision, how it's reduced as you try to find it, and B, how hot you are inside there in an emergency situation like that. When you train guys like this, how much of it do you got to work with on the psychology of it? Because the first thing you think is you can't panic in these situations. It would be really easy to panic.
Absolutely. That's a big part of the training, is just learning to slow down, to expand your vision. As you said, when we're inside of those smoky atmospheres, a lot of times you don't have a lot of vision, but we do have tools to assist us with that. But a big part of our training is just really learning to control your body. There's a lot of adrenaline flowing, you know, when you get into the fire call and everything. And so really learning to really slow down your perception, so to speak, slow down your breathing, and really be able to process what's in front of you is a big part of our training.
Yeah, another part of the training, though, that I find that is really interesting with the Minneapolis Fire Department and beyond, I ran to Rich Robinson the other day, he just retired after a distinguished career with you, is the camaraderie and teamwork that you... Yeah, you know Rich, right?
Yeah.
He's coaching track at Minneapolis Edison now. I laughed, too, when I saw him. He was a great football player back in the day, though. Yeah, but how much guys in the fire department really feel a part of a team. And it's like something I've never seen before. And I wonder sometimes, is that because you stay at the fire station all the time? But it really is a brother and sister kind of atmosphere, or at least that's what you want.
Yes, that's actually a big part of it. So first of all, I think we become close because we work as a team. We work in crews, and literally our lives depend on each other and each other's performance, but also the fact that we work 24-hour shifts, so we literally live together. Like, we see each other about as much as we see our own wives and families, and so we become kind of like a second family to each other.
On a day like today, or these days when it's this hot, what are the most typical calls that you go on?
The typical calls are a lot of heat-related calls, you know, heat stress, not too many heat strokes, but heat stress, water emergencies, And then, of course, you know, we're always going to cardiac emergencies and breathing emergencies and things like that. But every now and then we do get fires in this heat. As a matter of fact, we just had a structure fire yesterday in a duplex on the north side.
Chief Tyner, appreciate it very much. Stay cool and appreciate what you guys do for us all.
Thank you. Stay hydrated. That's the secret. Stay hydrated.
You got it.
Stay cool. Thank you.
You bet. Brian Tyner, chief of fire chief in Minneapolis. And boy, are they busy these days. Keyword for cash. What happens when your swimming pool gets overrun? And, oh, yeah, the coach that had a baby in the back seat, all part of the 8 o'clock hour morning news. Mike Mack sitting in on News Talk 830 WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.